The series that I'm dealing with today is in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21, 22, and 23. That's in Matthew. Amen. And one of the reasons I'm making this video, because I want to be a minister of truth, not a minister of lies. So the Bible say, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful work. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So if you are listening to this message, is be doers of the word of God. So if you're going to be in the will of God, you got to be doers of the word of God. That means that you are saved. That means you are sanctified. That means you are separated. That means that you are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you're in the will of God, that means you submit to your will. You surrender, mean yield to God. And that's how you become in the will of God. And the most important thing of being in the will of God, are you born again? Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou teachest come from God. Can no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I said to thee, except a man be born again, he can see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born? Shall he enter the second time in his mother womb and be born again? And Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, Nicodemus, amen. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I said unto you, except a man be born of the water and born of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And Jesus say, marvel not that I sent to thee. Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth, where it's listed, and thou hear the sound thereof, but canst tell whence it cometh, and with it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and not knowest these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I told you heaven, earth of things, and ye believe not, how can ye shall believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man ascendeth up into heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So I'm saying to you, are you in the will of God? And how to get in the will of God? You get in the will of God of being born again. You get in the will of God by having the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ says something to Nicodemus. He say, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it's going, where it's coming. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So to be in the will of God, you must be born in the Spirit. So this message is geared to people. Amen. To tell them how to be born again and how to be born in the Spirit. God bless. Peace.